The Tenderness of Wolves by Steph Penny. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Tenderness of Wolves by Steph Penny. For my parents. Part 1. Disappearance. 1. The last time I saw Laurent Jamais, he was in Scott's store with a dead wolf over his shoulder. I had gone to get needles and he had come in for the bounty. Scott insisted on the whole carcass, having once been bamboozled by a Yankee who brought in a pair of ears one day and claimed his bounty, then sometime later brought in the paws for another dollar and finally the tail. It was winter and the parts looked fairly fresh, but the corn became common knowledge to Scott's disgust. So the wolf's face was the first thing I saw when I walked in. The tongue lolled out of the mouth, which was pulled back in a grimace. I flinched despite myself. Scott yelled and Jamais apologized profusely. It was impossible to be angry with him, what with his charm and his limp. The carcass was removed out back somewhere, and as I was browsing, they began to argue about the moth-eaten pelt that hangs over the door. I think Jamais suggested jokingly that Scott replace it with a new one. The sign under it reads, Canis lupus, male. The first wolf to be caught in the town of Coalfield, 11th of February, 1860.